It's Texas Standard Time.
A federal judge has just ruled that the Bexar County Sheriff violated the rights of a Mexican citizen after that person was held in jail on an immigration detainer after his criminal charges were dismissed. And the importance of this decision may go way beyond the case just decided. Jeffrey Hoffman is the director of the Immigration Clinic at the University of Houston. He joins us now. Professor Hoffman, thanks for taking some time at the Texas Standard.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I just want to understand what the significance of this decision is. Judge Orlando Garcia finding that the Bexar County Jail regularly honors ICE detainers. These are requests for the jail to hold people for 48 hours who were arrested on state criminal charges or they were suspects in criminal actions. Is that correct?
So this is a very, very important decision. This decision by the judge in San Antonio basically says that the ICE detainer was unconstitutional as applied to this particular defendant. It also says that the detention pursuant to an ICE detainer is a Fourth Amendment seizure, and it must be supported by probable cause or a warrant.
So in other words, if someone is being, for instance, ICE issues a detainer request for an individual, but for, say, the civil offense of violating immigration law, that's not enough because it's not a criminal matter. And so there's not probable cause for that person to be held?
Exactly. There's not probable cause to believe that the person committed or necessarily committed a criminal offense. And this is part of the misunderstanding on the part of some people that when you're here without documentation, that does not necessarily mean that you have committed a criminal offense. So the probable cause that's contained in those detainers is merely probable cause that you may be removable or deportable from the United States.
But that's since that's not a criminal action per se, probable cause doesn't exist to continue to detain that person. They must be released. But it would seem like since that's a constitutional principle, are we really just talking about that being limited to Bexar County? Or are we talking about a ruling that's going to have more sweeping implications?
Well, I think it's going to have more sweeping implications. As I said earlier, this is a very important decision, and it has effects also on the pending SB4 litigation. And it has effects, quite frankly, across the country.
Now, you mentioned SB4. I know several cities are currently suing the state of Texas over SB4. This is the anti-sanctuary cities laws. Others call it the show me your papers law. This could wind up in this judge's very courtroom. Is that right?
Yes. In fact, there are three separate lawsuits that are currently pending and possibly more. One of them actually was a preemptive lawsuit that was brought by the state of Texas itself to try to get a declaratory judgment concerning the constitutionality of the SB4 Act. The other two were brought by the city of El Ceniso and also the city of San Antonio. And those lawsuits really are going to be affected, in my opinion, by the judge's decision regarding this particular defendant.
It sounds like you're assuming that this judge is going to find, for similar reasons, SB4 to be unconstitutional?
Well, I don't want to make any predictions, and I don't want to assume anything. But what I will say is that it's, with respect to the SB4 litigation, the problem with the detainer provisions is that, number one, the detainer provisions in the SB4 legislation say that it has to be mandatory. The problem with that is that under federal law, those detainers are not mandatory, but they're voluntary, pursuant to ICE's own policy.
Yeah. It's fascinating. And of course, we're going to know a whole lot more about both cases as time moves on. And hopefully we can be back in touch with Jeffrey Hoffman. He's the director of the Immigration Clinic at the University of Houston. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with the Standard today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.